Okay, we're we're in the third day of Sheva Brachas. Tana Rabbana, Mevarchim Birchas Chasanim Beveis Chasanim. You make Birchas Chasanim, which is Birchas Chasanim. Right, that's the Sheva Brachas, not Birchas Erisim, Birchas Chasanim. The Beis Chasanim, what does that mean? So what's the Beis Chasanim? It means you have to do it under a chuppah, you can't do it not under a chuppah. What does Rashi say? The Beis Chasanim. Kishenichnis al chuppahs nesuin. So, according to Rashi, it sounds like it's not telling us about where you do it, but when you do it. Rashi's learning, Mevarchim Birchas Chasanim Beveis Chasanim is a time. What's the time of Birchas Chasanim? What's the Zman of Birchas Chasanim? At the time that you go to the Chuppah. Kishenichnis al chuppah is nesuin. Right? I'm asking. Rashi's learning that it's time. It's the time that you do it. Kiva'egah, the Gilin HaShas, says to look at Masechta Sukkah in Taisis. Taisis argues a Rashi. Taisis learns that Mevarchim Birchas Chasanim Beveis Chasanim is not referring to the time, but the place. In which place do you do Birchas Chasanim? Where do you make the Sheva Brachas? Tafka Beveis Chasanim. What does that mean, Beveis Chasanim? If it's a place, what place is it? So what? In the building they used to have a minig that he gave to the son. That's true, that's normally what Beis Chasanim means. The way Taisus learns, Tavistava has to be in such a building. The way Taisus learns, the Gemara is talking about the whole week of Sheva Brachas. You make Sheva Brachas all week only in a Beis Chasanim, only in a place where you got together in honor of the Chasan Kala. Let's say the Chasan Kala during the week of Sheva Brachas, they just one morning they get up and they go eat breakfast in a local restaurant. They go there to eat, and then nobody's coming together for them. But Bakrai, there are other people there eating also. So do you make Sheva Brachas when you bench? So Tais says no. The Gemara is telling you only if it's a get together. Then you make Sheva Brachas. But Be'akroi, if it just happened to be that people were together and there were 10 people and they were eating and they were part of Chadashis, you don't make Sheva Brachas. If they Chasan Kala traveling on a bus somewhere and they eat and there are other people eating, they say, hey, we have 10 people, let's make Sheva Brachas. So Agimar is saying no. Mevarchin Birchas Chasanim Beveis Chasanim means you only make Sheva Brachas in a place which is the gathering is in honor of the Chasan Kala. So we have here two dinim. We have Rashi's up taich. Rashi learns it's going on the Chuppah, and it's telling you this man of Birchas Chasanim that Sheva Brachas has to be Bishas Chuppah. And Taisvis, and that's the Shita of the Rosh as well, Taisvis and Sukkah and the Rosh Shita, is that our Gemara is telling us that Sheva Brachas is only in a makim. Beis Chasanim is a place where they're gathering in honor of the Chasan Kala. So this member of the Gemara, Mevarchim Birchas Chasanim Beis Chasanim, has actually two interpretations, and the Shulchan Aruch seems to bring both. In the Shulchan Aruch, it says it's in the Samach Beis, Mevarchim Birchas Chasanim Beis Chasanim. Kaidim and Nesuin. As it says, Beveis HaChasn, it has to be in a place, it's Miyuchet for the Chasn. And it says, Kaidim and Nesuin, it brings down Rashi, that the original Sheva Brachas have to be Bishas Nesuin. Well, actually, Lashon HaShulchan Aruch is Kaidim Nesuin. It has to be before the Chol. So the Beis Shmuel says, what about our meaning? How do we do it? We do it under the chuppah, but we do it after Chasan Kala in the chuppah. If Mevarchim Beveis Chasanim means kaidim nisuin, there's something wrong with our minik. How come we do it? We should stop right before they go into the chuppah and make Berachas Kesanim. We do Berachas Kesanim after they're in the chuppah already. So Beis Shmuel asks why. Why do we make the Berachas Kesanim once they're under the chuppah? That's true. For one second. But the Beis Shmuel says, Feistais, we hold the Iker Nisuin is the Yichud Room. Feistais, that we hold the Iker Nisuin is the Yichud Room. We already spoke out at the beginning of the year that there are many shittas. What's chuppah? It's the chuppah, or the badeking, or the yichud room. But the Beis Shmuel says, Vaisdais, we hold ikar is the yichud room. And that's why we make the sheva brachis under the chuppah, but it's still before the yichud room, so that's good. That's how the Beis Shmuel explains. The Sefer HaMakna disagrees strongly. And he says just the opposite. If it's the yichud room, so there's a very long hefsek between the Berachas Kesanim and the yichud room. Halicha, he says, the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch is halicha is a hefsek. Seichen Su in Hilchas Tzitzis, Shulchan Aruch says that if you make a bracha on a talis katan in your home, when you get dressed in the morning, you make a bracha on your talis katan. So the Shulchan Aruch says, when you get to shul, you have to make a new bracha on the talis gadol, because halicha is a hefsek. Shulchan Aruch holds that walking is a hefsek. So if so, he says mamish the opposite. He says if the yikar is the yichud room, so then we have a hefsek between the brachas under the chuppah and the yichud room. So vice versa, that we hold the yikar is the chuppah. We hold the ikar is the chuppah. Why don't we do it before they step under the chuppah? So that Magnus says we can't, because we didn't do kedushin yet. In the time of the Gemara, they did kedushin, and 12 months later in the Nisuin. We do kedushin under the chuppah, so you can't make the bracha before you get under the chuppah. Berachas Kesanim. Didn't have kedushin yet. So that's why we do it this way. After they get under the chuppah, We do it then.
Also
so what comes out from the Makna is that our binig is like Mamana Shach, not Lechat Chela, it seems. Mamana Shach is a prop. If you hold Yichud Es Chupa, so we're not doing it before. Not doing it Kaitz in the Suin. It's really not the right way to do it. If you hold the Iker is the Yichud Room, so then there's a Hefsik. So we need the Hesber, our minig, and we'll get to it in Yitzhak Hashem in a few minutes, Hesber, but from the Hamakna comes out that our minig really is Tzarechian, because we're mafsik between the Berachas Kesanim and the Yichud Room, and so if it's Chuppah, we're not doing it beforehand. If it's Yichud Room, we have a hafsik. And Kol Shkein, the Sfardim have a minig, that the yichud room is after the suda. Chazakal don't go to the yichud room after the chuppah. They go to the yichud room first after the whole suda, after the benching of the suda's hasimcha. And like them, it's kolshke in a pella. It could be it's many hours later. They do ber brachas aksanim under the chuppah, and they wait many hours later to go to the yichud room. The meaning of the sardim certainly is tzarechi in God. And Hamakna adds, by an almana. We learn by an almana, everyone holds in yichud or lebiya. So why is there, we make a hefsik of halicha between the sheva brachis until the yichud? Again, it needs a hefsik. The truth is that by many chassidim, they have a minig that from the chuppah, they go straight to the yichud very quickly. As by us in yeshiva world, it takes a while until the Chasen Kar will make it down the aisle back to the Yichud Room. It's like a hefsik, if I studied wherever the Hamakna came from, that was his minig. But by Chassidim, they have a minig. Some Chassidim have a minig that Chasen Kar will go very quickly to the Yichud Room. They don't dance with them, they just quickly go into the Yichud Room. And that's based on this Hamakna that Pesachei Tshuva brings them in. It's based on this, that Halicha is a hefsik. From where do you get to... Based on the Beis Shmuel, it's based. to go quickly without hefsik. What? Halicha still a hefsik, but at least their mamayin is a hefsik. So it needs explanation, and it needs Hashem, as we discussed this Ma'aseh of Yehuda, will come to an explanation. Rakapanim, there are two dinim we learn from Berachas Chasanim and Beis Chasanim. One is the Zman of the original Berachas Chasanim, and the other is the Sheva Brachas, the Makim where it has to be. Okay, let's see the Gemara of Aisha. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, after Beis Erisin, the Baruch and Aisha, you also do it B'Shas Kedushin, or in the Makim Kedushin. And the Gemara explains that it's not a machlaikis. Amar Abaye B'Yehuda Shas. Rabbi Yehuda is talking in Yehuda, and Nesha Misyachir Ima. So this is a very strange meaning they had in Yehuda. Yehuda means in Eretz Yisrael, in that section of Eretz Yisrael, which is called Yehuda, that there they had this meaning that the Chosin and Kala were Miyachid after Erisin. So again, there are 12 months between Erisin and Nesuin, up to 12 months. And many months between Erisin and Nesuin. So in Yehuda they had this meaning that after Kedushin they allowed, or they told the Chosin and Kala to be Miyachid. So therefore what? So therefore you have to make Berachas Chasanim. Why? So there's a Chazal which Rashi and Tosfos both bring. Braisa that says, Kala b'loi bracha asura l'baila k'nida. A Kala without bracha is asa to a husband like a nida. She's asa. What is Kala? Kala is after Kedushin. B'loi bracha. What is b'loi bracha? Without Berachas Chasanim. Kala b'loy bracha, kala without brachas chasanim, without sheva brachas, asur l'bayla. She's also to us. So since in Yehuda, so why did they make sheva brachas? Strange thing, very strange story. The whole story is strange. In Yehuda they're miyachas chasav echal, she'eli by gaspa, and what they do? So imagine they make kedushin and brachas chasanim. And they'll miyached them. They're yichudu. And then 12 months later, they made the chuppah. The whole thing is very, very strange. If you medayik here in Rashi Taisus, there are a number of points that Rashi and Taisus argue about. First of all, why were they afraid of in Yehuda? Why did they have to do this to brachas? Why did they have to do sheva brachas in Yehuda? Why couldn't they wait 12 months later? Afraid that he'll be by honor. Which makes the story even stranger here. They assume that there's a possibility that he'll be by honor. So therefore, they made Sheva Brachas. Who says that? Tosfos learned that way. Tosfos learns, and Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, because what's going to happen if you don't make Sheva Brachas? He'll be Bayol his Arusa. It's an Issa to be Bayol in Arusa. It's not only an Issa Drabana, but it's an Issa. Right? It's his wife. He gave her a Kedushin, but he doesn't have Nisuin. So there's an Issa Bia. So because we're afraid it'll be Bala, we do Sheva Brachas. And then what? And then what? Everybody? And then what? Then we do Sheva Brachas, then we tell them to be Miyachid. And what happens now? Now they're fully married? Or not fully married? What you came by doing Sheva Brachas? You didn't make a chuppah, Pashtus. So what happened? So now they go to Yichud. If it'll be by Elhar, it won't be Kala B'loi Brach. That's what I'm saying. Oh, so that's the question. Okay, we'll have to see. Let me first point out to you, there's a machlaikis here between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says, Sheva Yovei Aleihem, that the whole problem in Yehuda that we're doing all of this for is because we're afraid it'll be violent. Rashi does not say a word about Bia, and none of the other Rishayim. Rashi seems to say, the Pashpashat in the Gemara, is there's Bia Nisa Yichud. There'll be an Issa Yichud. Rashi says, "Midrabanu gazru ala Yichud shalpinuya, ba'farusa leitiru at shidikhanis lechopa, ubebracha, kalvoy lachas, or vayla kanida." Well, Pashachi, why? What is Taisus bring throwing in beer here? Pashachi says, Yichud. You're not be miyachid with someone who's asa to you.
That's for the beer.
So, okay, but Lamaisa, why should we say in Yehuda they were bayim? According to Rashi, we're talking about there's an issa yichud. In order to be mata yichud, we have to make brachas. Once you make brachas, yichud is mutter. That's how Rashi learns. Taisus learns. Taisus, for some reason, holds yichud is not a problem. Taisus learns that that's not enough of a problem. It was done because he'll be bayil, huh? And it shouldn't be a B.S. Isser. That's why we're miyachin. That's why we make the brachas for the sake of the B.S. That's what it seems to be like Rashi and Taisus. None of the other Rishayim, I mean none, Mukhi Yosef in the back, the Rosh, they don't mention B.S. They just say, this is a Yichud. So without Sheva Brachas, this is a Yichud. So you make Sheva Brachas, then you make the Yichud. That's Rosh Hashanah the Gemara. Why should I say he was Bayil? So why doesn't Taisus learn Yichud? Taisus learns Bia, not Yichud. So what's more Pashit, Rashi or Taisus?
Why is
more Pashit?
Why is Yichud
Pashit? Rashi is more Pashit. Yichud, you know, to the Xerid Rabbanan, the Lashon of the Ran is, and just like Chazal made a Xerid on Yichud Pnuya, it made a Xerid on Yichud Arusa. Now I'll be Miyachid with your Arusa. Now be miyachid with a single girl. If she's not an Eishes Ish, now be miyachid with a. What? So what do you gain by making Sheva Brachas? So what do you gain? How do you understand? What do you gain by making Sheva Brachas? What? Yes, to my Rashi or Taisus. What do you gain by Sheva Brachas? You have to ask like Rashi. You have to ask like Taisus.
Huh? We're not going to be Mati Yichud without, even though we're going to do it, but you have to have the brachas in kind of Chazal.
Right. So what do you gain by the brachas alone? The Shreli Rashi and Shreli Taisus, no?
Mm-hmm.
What do you gain? You still need more than that. You need what you need more. The what? It's not a B.S. sister if you do bracha without chukha. Like Taisus. That's what comes out. Right, one thing Rashi and Taisus argue, Rashi says it's yichud and Taisus says it's siyah. The other thing
so how do you have,
is
you have,
that what?
So how do you have yichud for chukha? So you have bracha for chukha later on.
So when we say kala b'loy bracha asur l'bay l'kanida, what does that mean? Kala b'loy bracha asur l'bay l'kanida. That sounds like all you got to do is make sheva brachas and she's mutter. That's what it sounds like. What do you need to make a rusa mutter bibiya? What do you need? Before today, I thought you need chuppah. So Chazal say no, kala b'loy bracha. You need bracha. So if you medayik. He's the second machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Rabbi Ruvein has a piece here. He makes a diuk. Actually, in the Shita Mekubetzes, it seems to be the diuk. Yeah.
Maybe you're talking about the college where you said that the even had a idea at all in the Nala and Yaki, and once normally you would be able to Yaki. So here, maybe all we're really talking about is the Yichud anyway, because as the Kala,
they never. If it's true that we're talking about Yichud, you can't say that in Taisus. Then why does Taisus throw in Shapam and Balal? Who cares? If you need it for Yichud.
Let's
play
Rashi. I don't know what for Rashi, though. You're just saying, when we're saying that it's not in Yichud, because normally. We're saying that just like an either, the power is the same as an either. An either by yet, if she was an either, you wouldn't be
That's right. So therefore, you need the bracha to be mati yichud.
Right, but it's not mati. So it doesn't mean he's married.
I mean, see, what's he doing? What is bracha to wife? What is bracha to wife here? What happens with bracha? What exactly? What? So let's look in Rashi. How Rashi teaches. See, Rashi also lano es arusais. Rashi explains the words kalav lei bracha sula bayla kanida. Rashi says midrabanu gazral yichud shofenu yam. Vafarusa laitiru achiti kades lechupa ubibracha kedavrishes kalav lei bracha sula bayla kanida. What does Rashi learn? To be muti, you need what? Two things: bracha and chupa. Ask him. Rashi learned that way. To make an arusa mutter, what do you need? You need two things. Kala b'loi bracha doesn't just mean bracha. It means bracha and chuppah. Bracha and chuppah go together. Rashi learns that in order to be mata a woman, you need bracha plus chuppah. That's how Tosis learns. That's how Rashi learns. What? To mata b'biyah, to mata, well, certainly b'biyah. We'll have to talk about the yichud in a minute. But to make a kala mutter, kala b'loi bracha, like Rashi is taich, kala without what? Just brachis? No. It's brachis plus chuppah. So Rashi learns kalav loy bracha, you need both bracha and chuppah. Tosfos doesn't learn that way. Because Tosfos says, l'fi shepame ba'alei ashaloy l'chshem chuppah, aysim bracha. Tosfos learns that it's either chuppah or bracha. Kalav loy bracha means the bracha is matter. Either without chuppah, or chuppah without bracha. Taisus learns either one is mati, either chuppah or bracha. Rashi learns you need both. Rashi is very cautious. I would have learned this way. I would have learned kala b'lei bracha, sur l'bayla. It doesn't mean brachas. A brachas, it means the bracha plus the chuppah. It's an expression, kala b'lei bracha. What is bracha? It means the chuppah with the brachas hachasana. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi learns you need both. Taisus learns one alone is enough. So again, my Rashi or Tosfos? My Rashi. Okay, start with Rashi. According to Rashi, what did they gain in Yehuda? What did they gain in Yehuda? They made Sheva, they said Sheva Brachas. What do you gain now? What do you gain? There's no chuppah. So the Beis Shmuel says, Pasha. When they're miyached, what is chuppah? Yichud. If they'll be miyachid, they'll be miyachid l'shem nisuin, and it comes out if you make the brachas, now you have chuppah. The yichud will be a chuppah. No, because they want to celebrate the chasna. They want to celebrate.
So
the
maybe explain that the best time to dress is going into the chuppah.
According to Rashi, you were explaining that you're going into the chuppah, so it's really the whole wedding. Really the whole wedding. Right. So, alright, I'll explain. I'll explain in a second. Just the Hamakna disagrees with the Beis Shmuel, and he says it can't be, because you're missing one thing, you're missing Eidei Yichud, Eidei Nisuin. So maybe they had. He assumes they didn't have. It doesn't say that in Yehuda they had. Hey, there's they certainly had. It could be, but it doesn't say that they had these eight. I'm not just assuming that they didn't have eight. That's his kasha on the Beis Shmuel. But here I have to tell you an important arsameach. I learned a lot of things this week that the Mitzvah Hashem. Those of you who are still single, when it comes to the week of Sheva Brachas, you're going to want to remember it. You say, hey, something about it. There's no Sameach. Right? You say this to our Sameach. I learned this our Sameach from Rafam. He told me one morning that the night before, in the middle of the night, he was called by a chassan who got married the previous night. It was the middle of the night, and they were a chassan kala were home already. And the chassan realized that the Eidei Yichud were Kriven. One of them was a Karev, I don't know the nice, I remember. But he realized the Eidei Yichud were not good Eidim. So his question was, is he mutter to his wife now? Because the Eidim were not kosher Eidim. So what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, if you don't have Eidim Yichud, is that okay? So Rapam said that there's an Arsameach. Claire's the Shaila, if the Eidim by the Yichud room are what we call Eidis L'Kiyume, or Eidis L'Verure. Now, in case you're not familiar, I'll explain. Eidis L'Verure are Eidis that just, on the var, that something happened. Let's say you do a business deal with somebody and you have witnesses on the contract. That's called Eidis L'Verure. Let's say there would be no witnesses. Let's say I do a business deal with you and the witness is signed and we find out the witnesses are possible. Am I still obligated to do the business deal? Of course I am. Even if there were no witnesses, I'm obligated to do the business deal. The witnesses are only there, levrure, in case one of us denies it, we'll be able to be mevar. Most Eidis is Eidis levrure. In most cases, that's what Eidis are. Why do you have witnesses? Just in case someone will deny it, you have witnesses. Eidis lekiyume are be Eidim of a get, or Eide Kiddush. Those two are Eidus L'Kiyume. L'Kiyume means if the witnesses are if there are no witnesses, it's not a get. For me, it takes a piece of parchment and writes a get totally kalach, and he gives it to his wife, but not in front of two Eidim. It's not a get. 100% not a get. If a man and a woman are in a room together alone, and a man gives a ring to his wife and he says, Hari Abu Kadesh Aslim at the Bazuk as Mashiach Yisrael. There are no witnesses. It's not a Kedushin. He admits it happened. She admits it happened. It doesn't matter. It's nothing. Eidus, because there, Eidus L'Kiyume means, without the Eidus, it's nothing. It's not a get. Without Eidus, it's not a Kedushin without it. What about the Yichud room? Is Eide Yichud Eidus L'Kiyume or Eidus L'Vure? Right, not Gavina. This Chasson Kal. If it's Eidus Levrure, so then the fact that the Eidim were Psulim, who cares? The Eidim and the Yichud room are not really Ma'akiv anyway. If you don't have them, they both admit there was a Yichud. So they're fully married. If it's Eidus Lekiyume, then if they were Pasul Eidus, then they're missing the Yichud. So tell the Yichud. So the Arsa Meach says that in Shas there's no Raya. In Shisha Sidri Mishnah there's no, in Gemara there's no Raya. There are two brises he brings that argue about this, and he calls it a Safik. If it's Eidus L'Kiyume, Eidus L'Vure. So Rambam said that in this case it could be Mekel, because it's a Safik if it matters. Plus, what other tzirif do you have? Right, if you need a yichud room at all, it's a machlokes. Right, most rishonim hold that either by decking is good or chuppah is good. Only the Rambam holds you need a yichud or oil abiyah. You need a yichud. So Pam said that since the whole it's a question of it's eidus l'kiyume not, plus it's a machlokes if you need a yichud, he was mekel. This hamakna seems to hold that if you need eidus. This hamakna. Why is this kasha on the Beis Shmuel? He seems to hold that Eidus L'Kiyume. The Beis Shmuel said that you do bracha, and then later they miyachid. If they miyachid, so that could be l'shei nesuin. So the hamakna asks, what do you mean you're missing Eidus? So the hamakna obviously holds Eidus is l'kiyume. It's existing kasha. You're missing Eidus. The Beis Shmuel, on the other hand, doesn't worry about Eidus. His whole Yehuda was a B'dievet set up. And so they did it without Eidus. You don't need Eidus. It's Eidus L'Vure anyway. So who cares if you have Eidus? You don't have Eidus. That's enough to me. Now, I have to add to you why this whole strange story. So the Shita B'Kubetzes brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Yaina, I believe, that this whole minig of Yichud and Yehuda Gaspa started in Yehuda in the time that the Hegmain made a gezeirah of Tibar LaHegmain Tchila, which we had in Gimel Amud Beis. The Romans made a gezeirah that any girl gets married, any basula gets married, Tibar LaHegmain Tchila. That the Hegmain wanted to have the right to be Baila first, and he would come around on Wednesday night to be Baal, to be Baal. At that time in Yehuda, what they did is they wanted to trick the Hegmain. They made a yichud. They encouraged Yehali by Gaspa. And very often, like Taisa says, he was Baal. Sometimes he was Baal, sometimes he wasn't Baal. But the Hegmain, Lamaisa, ended up that the Chasna, he wanted to come to the Chasna because he wanted to have a Basula. Yeah, he had plenty of Zaynus, he wanted a Basula. It ended up happening that he wasn't sure it's going to be a Basula anyway. Because it became known that this Chasna Kala, that she wasn't always a Basula. And then Ela, he would discourage the Hegmain from coming. This is why Yehuda started this mini. And then Ela, the Hamakne here brings down this sheet of Chubetzes. He says this is the reason that this whole minig is to be the Eved, Chachila, to be the Yachidem, to make brachis, and then the Yichud. And the Manashach, if you want the Yichud should be a Chuppah, so let it be a Chuppah. If you want to make the wedding celebration 12 months later, make it 12 months later. Make up your mind. The answer is, they didn't want to make the wedding celebration now, because the Hegmain will come now. So now they just made the Kedushin. And in a secret way, in an underhanded way, they made like a secret chuppah, and that would eventually discourage the Hegmain. The Hegmain would find that, you know, these Jews, they play around before him. He ends up not being a basula. So it was all done in a secret way, in a secretive way. And then he would end up discouraging the Hegmain. This is how the Rabbeinu Yonah explains, the Shitul Lesus explains, this whole story of Yehuda, which of course gives it a lot more havan. There's a kasha on this that Hazainish and Hamakna both ask, that it's still a woman without a ksuba. We learned that a fesu metafelin, right? There's no ksuba, you can't be bayil. It was still a kala b'lo ksuba. So so what they say is that Machnan and they say Machinan is a kala b'lo ksuba. Chazainish says, call the Efshel Eskuna in Misat Kininon. Whatever we could do, we do. So to write a ksuba, they were afraid it would get back to the Hegmain. People would talk about the fact that they're fully married, because ksuba is the suin. And therefore, it was taka b'di'evet, but because it was a big shasat chak, if you call the Hegmain t'chila, so they taka did it without a ksuba. So this is all the way to learn up the Gemara. Pashtus HaGemara, whether you're going like Rashi or Taisvis, or Shatat Chak, and this is why they did it. Reuven has a new limud, a whole new idea that he learns in this sugya. Reuven bases his chiddush in this Gemara on a Rambam. The Rambam says, what's the shita of Rambam? Could there be a chuppas nida? Rambam Shita was you need a yichud aray labia, right? No chuppas nida. Yet the Rambam says that if there was a chuppas nida, let's say there was a chuppah and she was a nida, the Rambam says it's not a nisuin, yichud shein aray labia. But later when she goes to the mikvah and she becomes tar, you do not have to repeat the sheva brachas. You don't have to repeat Birchas Chasan. So what's fair? Tell me pshat. Before Reb Reuven, tell me pshat. Kasha is what? Come on. Wake up. The kasha is that you have to make the bracha by the chuppah. The Rambam holds chuppah is yichud aray labia. And they by mistake did a chuppah is nida. So a week later, it's a week later now, between the brachas and the chuppah. You should have to make the brachas later. So tell me a teretz. Based on what we learned last man. Anybody else? Huh? We should all say What's the Torah? It's only if you say we learned the Rambam Shita on that day.
Granat.
The Rambam should be saying the Rambam Naftali, no? What did Rambam Naftali say? That even like the Rambam, Yichud She'ein Arai L'Biyah does something. That's what Naftali learned, right? Even like the Rambam, Yichud Arai L'Biyah does something. It's married for Mamadistik and Yanim, Fafaras Nadarim, for my Siyadel. Yichud Arai L'Biyah is only the ending of it, the completion of it, which is the Dvarim Shabein Ailabeinah. So according to Rav Naftali, the Kasha doesn't stop. However, Rav Ruvain doesn't go to Rav Naftali. Rav Ruvain is the Kasha. He is the Kasha that, why don't you have to repeat the Brachas Masanim? So Rav Ruvain learns, Rav Ruvain is the second Kasha. He asks, what does Bracha to life? Kala b'loi Bracha asur l'vai v'kanim. Bishlam alay Rashi, what does bracha mean? It means bracha and chuppah. Like Rashi is no problem. It makes a lot of sense. Kala b'loi bracha is just a nice way of saying kala b'loi chuppah. Fine. But like Tosfos, bracha means sheva brachas without chuppah. So Naftali says, what's bracha? Bracha that took his brachas. What does bracha have to do with being married? What's bracha? Bracha has something to do with being married. Elamaisa to Rav Ruvain, that Tosfos and the Rambam hold that Birchas Chasanim is itself a Maisa Nesuin. You hear Rav Ruvain's Chiddush? That Birchas Chasanim itself is a Maisa Nesuin. It's not the complete Maisa Nesuin, it's not Chuppah. But Birchas Chasanim is more than just a bracha. It's more than just a bracha, it's a chemik of the Nesu'in. So Ruvain is saying that's Pshat in the Rambam. That if you did the brachis before the Chagichud, it's okay. Because the brachis is not like a bracha you make on shaking a lulav. It's not like a bracha you make on eating. It's itself, the bracha itself stands for something. Kala b'loi bracha teaches us that Birchas Chasanim themselves have a meaning. What? It's different than Rav Naftali, only in one practice. It's very similar to Rav Naftali. Naftali said there are two steps. Naftali said the two steps are chuppah and the yichud room. Rav Ruvain is saying the two steps are the brachas, the sheva brachas, and the chuppah. That's how he's splitting it. The Shevet Brachas are not a brachas on anything. They're just the beginning of the chasm.
Even like
the
Polyarch and the Ruvain, there's no problem that
you don't
go
straight to the Yichud. So Ruvain says this, that Lefiza, it's very good, the kasha we had in the beginning of Shir, and we don't go straight to the Yichud, there's a hefsik. So Ruvain says, Lefi, what I'm saying, it's good. If the brachas would be a bracha on the Suin, so you know I'll be mafsik. You make a brach on tzitzis on a talis, you know I'll be mafsik. But if the bracha is a bracha on, is by itself has its own significance, so then it's okay. According to the Rambam, so what he's really saying is that the Rambam is maida that even if she's a nida, the bracha is to wife something. Just, you still need a Yichud Arai L'Biyah to make her fully married. But it's two steps, just like Rav Ruvain said there. Rav Naftali said there are two steps. So Rav Ruvain says that the first step is bracha. Sheva bracha. That's the first step. The Maimon Rav Ruvain over Rav Naftali, what did Rav Naftali say? That there are two steps to being married. One is chuppah, without Arai L'Biyah. The other one is Yichud Arai L'Biyah. So it's missing in the Lashon HaRambam. Rambam didn't say, do a Yichud Arai L'Biyah, do a Yichud Arai L'Biyah. We're being mechadish, there are two steps. According to Reb Ruvain, it's much nicer. Because according to Reb Ruvain, it says in the Rambam. The Rambam says, do brachis. Kala b'lay brachas l'bay l'kanina. And then the Rambam says, do yichud. They're both in the Rambam. The sheva brachis and the yichud. They're both there. There's a Chuvas Rambam about a wedding where a man was mekadesh a woman, And later, after the wedding, and after the chuppah, and after everything, they found that the thing he gave up, the kedushin, was not worth a shavu pruta. It wasn't worth a penny. I don't know what he gave her. But whatever he gave her was not worth a penny, not worth a shavu pruta. So what do you have to do? So the Rambam said that you have to do you have to do the whole thing again. But the Rambam said, you don't have to make the brachas again. You don't have to make the brachas again. What's the Rambam's makar? Ksuvis, Tavzayin Amid Beis. In Yehuda, they made the brachas ahead of time. They made the chuppah much later. So you see, there could be a hefsek from the brachas to the chuppah. So here also, they made the brachas a few days ago when he did the chuppah. And now, you do whatever else you have to do. So, Rav Reuven, you see the Beferish from this Tshuvas Maimonides, from this Tshuvas Rambam, that they're two separate things. That they're not, you can do brachas separately, you can do chuppah separately, even kedushin separately. It's a nice one. Also, the Fizeh comes out good, the minhag of the Sfardim. The Sfardim have a big hefsek. They do the Sheva Brachas under the chuppah, they do the yichud all the way after the Suda. That's a long time later, especially many Sfardim have a minhag that a wedding goes through the night. It could be 3, 4, 5 hours later. There's no problem of hefsek. The Sfardim go with the Rambam. The Rambam said that you could do the bracha one day, and 12 months later you could do the chuppah. No problem. It also answers that the bracha here is not a bracha levatol. If you learn that Birchas Chasanim is a bracha on marriage, the way the Hamakna apparently learns, because the Hamakna is the kasha on the way we do it, it's a hefsek. If you learn it's a bracha on marriage, then in Yehuda, it sounds like it was a bracha levatol. They made sheva brachas. So it says, Shema will be bayola. Why is he not bayola? So the bracha is now, and the suin are so much later. That's not a problem, because the brachas are not brachas on marriage. The brachas are brachas, and they're separate of the marriage. What? Rashi is not mukhuch to learn this way. Rashi may hold this way anyway, but there's no raya from Rashi. Because Rashi learned bracha means bracha v'chup. But if you learn bracha alone, then you're mukhuch to learn this. There's another Tshuvas HaRambam which he does not bring down, but the Rambam was asked if the Chassan could say Sheva Brachas. Do you ever wonder by Sheva Brachas, could you give the Chassan one of the Sheva Brachas? Or under the Chuppah? The Chassan wants to get Brach Achri. So if the Chassan wants to be Masada Kedushin, we learned yesterday, the Birchas, Erisin, the Chassan wants to be Masada Kedushin, fine. He has to be yaitzeh with the bracha. Right? When he decides to make the bracha, he might see him. So if the chasna will be mesadik kedushin, it's fine. He could do it. We don't do it. Shalai levai, just misheni a day. But if he wants, he could be mesadik kedushin. But if he wants, could he get bracha achrita or sheva brachas? Now, the Rambam was asked the shayla. They're not the Rambam. Rabbein Avram, the son of the Rambam, was asked the shayla. And he writes, what's the problem? He writes, my father was kayes, kaas on people who chassanim who tried to take the shavrach themselves. I'm talking about under the chuppah. Why do you get angry? It's very good. If you learn the way we would have learned that birchas chassanim are brachas on chuppah, the bracha on chuppah, so the chassan can get the bracha. So we're not going to learn. Then you're not allowed to make a hefsek. And the chassan can get the bracha. But if you learn the way we're learning now, it's not a bracha on chuppah. It's not a bracha on the yichud. It's not the chassan's bracha. The chassan under the chuppah doesn't have to have a mind to be yaitzeh with sheva bracha. The sheva bracha is a bracha that you make. It's not a bracha on the chuppah. It's something which stands by itself. So being that it stands by itself, we still have to get to the stipulate to understand how the Rambam learns what the bracha is. The Rambam on Sheva Brachas, which we'll get to. But the point is that it's not a bracha on the suin. If a chassan is taking it as if this is a bracha on the suin, make a big mistake, because hefsek doesn't matter. He's misunderstanding the bracha. It's not a bracha on the suin. It's understands by itself.
There's no problem making it.
So the question is, why still can't he make it? So we'll have to wait till tomorrow to see why not. Why dafka he shouldn't. But they dafka, but that's not like the beside the Kedushin's bracha is a bracha on Kedushin, the chasen Kedush. The Nisuin brachas are not brachas on Nisuin. The brachas Hassanim, not brachas Nisuin. Right. That's not going to be it. There's another shaila which comes up very often here in Yeshiva. The question is, when do you start counting the 7 days of Sheva Brachas? From what minute? You say, what minute? Wasn't it just a minute? It's a very big difference. Sometimes the chuppah is before Shkia, but just. And the Yichud Room is after Shkia. So from when do you start counting? From the Yichud Room, from the chuppah, from the... So it says in the Ramah that you start counting from the brachas under the chuppah, from the brachas, not from the yichud room, from the brachas. What's pshat in the Ramah? The truth is, you could learn the Ramah that we don't pass like the Rambam, and we pass the chuppah as chuppah. So when you make the brachas under the chuppah, you have the brachas plus the chuppah, so that's when you start counting. Learn that way. But Lefi Reb Ruvain, and Reb Ruvain says this, Lefi the way he's learning, even like the Rambam, you would start from the brachis under the chuppah. Because the brachis are what make the marriage, they make the nisuin. Another thing which is answered with this. Again, Reb Ruvain says, Shaktu Atakonis, Rechazawa, Shaktu Atakonis, Yisralba, and Almana. She is sameach ima gimul yamim. What are the gimul yamim? Amona gets married on what day of the week?
Thursday.
So we said they are gimul yamim. He's not going to go to work. Thursday, why doesn't he go to work? It's the day of the wedding. Friday, why doesn't he go to work? Rashi says the day of beer. And Shabbos, because Shabbos he never go to work. Dr. Ruvain, 1 minute. The Rambam Shita. Let's remember, what's chuppah according to the Rambam? By a besula, what's chuppah according to the Rambam? By a regular woman, what's chuppah? Yichra will be. By an almana, the Rambam holds that chuppah is bia. Bia is chuppah. Bia is chuppah. That's why we never make a second marriage a chuppah's nida. We don't make a chuppah's nida. Everybody holds an almana needs either yichra will be or bia. The Rambam holds you need bia. So what's shver on the Rambam? Like if you hold that chup is bia, so you don't have 3 days? Thursday doesn't count. If the bia is Friday, Friday is day number one. Shabbos is day number two, and Sunday is day number three. So what's Pratt and Shaktu at Karstadais Yisrael? We said Thursday is the wedding, Friday is the bia, and Shabbos is Shabbos. But according to the Rambam, there's no wedding before bia. Sakhtar Ruvain, if you hear what I'm saying, it's good. Because there is something. Thursday are the Sheva Brachas. Thursday afternoon they get married, they have Sheva Brachas. That's something. That's day number one. Bia is day number two. Yitaka need Bia to be fully married. But because there are two steps to Chuppah. There's Brachas. And then there's Bia. One loose end that I had shver in learning the Reb Ruvain in Yehud, the way Reb Ruvain learns is very geschmack. You realize everyone is learning in the Rambam, whether you stick with Reb Ruvain or Reb Naftali or there was an Avnei Nezer I mentioned, everyone's learning in the Rambam that there are two steps to chuppah. So when the Rambam says Yichra Rei Labiya, it's not the whole story. But you learn it from Reb Ruvain or Reb Naftali. The only problem I had with this Reb Ruvain is according to Reb Ruvain in Yehuda, what they do? They did the Sheva Brachas when... I'm sorry, they did the... Yeah, the Brachas Pesanim when... the Pesanim they did... They did the Eris. And then the whole wedding with the official chuppah they did 12 months later. But Chayri, you should need Shivas Yimei Amishta after Berachas Hasanim. Ramah says the Shivas Yimei should count from Berachas Hasanim. When it says that, that's when he's starting to be married. So, why didn't they make the Sheva Brachas week? They should have seen the Amishta right away.
Partially based on the being by the Chasna also, no? Like the...
They needed the Chasna too. Must be... So. Maybe they were afraid of the Hegmai. They'll make 7 days of celebration. The Hegmai will find out. What we're saying now is that Sheva Brachas starts from the Sheva, from the Brachas of the Saran. Should have seen the Amishta. How do you ask Sheva Brachas later? Right, the Sheva Brachas, you need everything. What? So that part needs a Hesper. You don't make Hesper in the middle of the week of Sheva Brachas. So I'm not sure. Okay, let's wait, a long time. Let's just see the Gemara. Tanya Idach Mavarchim Bechassanim Bechassanim Bechassarisim 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 Mayim Yavarech Rabban Bar Adav Rabban Bar Afuna Tarvayim Shvei Rav Yudah Omru. Alright, you ready? Tell me which words I'm missing. Okay, remember you were ready. You heard the Messiah the Kedushin Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Katzarnu Mitzvayis Avitzivanu Al Arayayis Vatzalanu Asar Rusayis Hitzalar Asar Nesuayis Aydei Chupa Vikidushin. There's a lanu missing. We say Hitalas and the Suez Lanu. So I looked around. I looked in the Rush, he has it without the Lanu. I looked in the Rif, he has it without the Lanu. The Ran has it without the Lanu. I found that one of the Haggais on the side of the Rif that he has it with the Lanu. It's the Suez Lanu. Rav Acha Berei de Rav and Messiah of Shredder of Yehuda, Barachat Hashem, Ekadish Yisrael, Ayde Chupa de Kiddushin. Mandalai chasim, idi yavi berch de peres de berch zamitzvus. That means a short brach. Mandalai chasim, idi yavi akidushin. So the Rani asks, why we say ayde chupa de kiddushin? It's out of order. It's out of order, ayde chupa de kiddushin. So, what I'd like you to do is save me some time in shiurim. Somebody will find which shiur we spoke about this. I really should do is repeat the whole Mishnah Melech with the Ramban on whether Kiddushin has to be first and Chuppah second, or if you could reverse the order. I realize I should give the shiur again, because you remember things if you hear it more than once. I will try to do it quickly tomorrow. Look back in your notes. If you don't have notes, you should have notes. And the order of the Kiddushin, you should also look at the Ran, and we'll do the Ran quickly tomorrow, and then we'll get to the Stifler.